It looks like he's getting paid for Shabbos also, therefore we don't want to add on for Shabbos. Now the Gemara is the kasha, the double is your kasha. Oh, Malay Reb Chir by Yesen Shmuel, my ben Marid Lamaredis. How come the difference when the husband rebels against his wife, we only add on to Ksuba 3 dinar in a week? And when she rebels against the husband, she loses 7 dinar in a week. How come she loses more than he? Masha, when he's rebelling, it's not so bad as she's rebelling against him. So Malay answered back, Poshit, say Velomad Mishuk Shal Zainis. Go take a look at the Zainis. Who pays who? Me, Seicher, as me. When you take a Zoyna, who pays the Zoyna? The man pays the lady. So what do you see? The man has a bigger type of fiznus than the lady does. Therefore, if the lady is refusing a husband, it hurts the husband much, much more than when the husband is refusing his wife. So therefore, she loses 7, when the other way, he only has to give up 3. Me, Seicher, as me. The Rav Nodabshat is, Zeh Yitzim Vachutz, Vezeh Yitzim Efnim. A man, when he has a taiva taznus, Rashi says, Yitzum Mechutz, Kishuyav Nika Umizgana. His eva becomes hard. It becomes hard and sticks out of the pants, so it's not nice. It's a busha for him to walk around like that. Mashenka, when she has a taiva, it's inside it. You can't tell it's not such a Mizgana. So therefore, he gets more than she does. Therefore, when she rebels against him, he takes off from a suva 7 dinrin. But when he rebels against her, she is only she has less of a busha. She only gains 3 dinrin. So at the Mishnah, Hamashre Sishte Adeshlish. Normal living, you live with your wife for a week, and you have to support her. There are certain cases where the man, the Miri speaks out, she was maskim, that they don't live together the whole week. She says, know what you do, take your house. And I'll support you. I'll have a third person taking care of you, supporting you. Hamashre sishta adeshlish. You appoint somebody else to take care of your wife's mezonos. Said Rashi, Shenoisin lo mezoneser b'bayis apotropis v'yena mezgaglus imoi. Chavis will soon say the guy's very, very poor. He's busy, a whole work in his business, trying to make money, trying to make a few dollars. If his wife agrees, he can tell his wife, "You stay put someplace, and I'll have a man take care of you. He'll give you all the money you need to live on, and I will leave it that way." That will soon see. So Hamashre Sishta Adeshlish is the Lochavid, La Yifkas La Mishne Kavin Chitin. You can't leave over for you have to at least give her 2 kavin of wheat every week. Oy me abo kavin sarin. Else, if you want to give her barley, you have to give her 4 kavin barley. There is barley is light, twice as much barley. It's not so worth as much barley. Rabbi Yossi, no, Le Postik Le Sarin El Rabbi Shmuel, Shere Samach Ledin. Son Rabbi Shmuel that says that he was near Edoim, and their barley was very, very cheap. Therefore, he said, you have to give her 4 carbon of barley. But he might say, otherwise, not that way. Otherwise, could be, in normal places, barley is the same way like wheat. So either give her 2 carbon of wheat or 2 carbon of barley. For noisin lo chatzi kav chitnis, you have to give her chatzi kav of beans. Make cholent. The chatzi lug shem, you have to give her half of a lug of oil to cooking throughout the week. The kav gregris, you have to give her a kav of figs. Oy mono de vela. Gregris is dried out figs. Mona de Vela is like crushed figs. If you're made life, you don't have figs. You have to give a different type of fruit. You have to supply for a bed, a blanket, or martellus and mats. You have to give her a cover for a head. She has to have a cover for a head. She has to have a girdle. And you have to give her shoes from one yontif to another yontif. You have to give her a pair of shoes. The kelim shall chamishim zuz. You have to spend $50 on a clothing mishana l'shana. From one year to another year, you have to give at least $50 to buy clothing. Don't give her new clothing in the summer times because it's too hot. It's no good. Don't give her old clothing in the winter time because it won't warm her up. You have to let her buy the new clothing in the winter time, the geshmaka, heavy clothing, and by the winter time comes, there's all shmatas already, then she can wear it in the summer, it'll be a little cooling, it'll be cool, it'll be holy, he says. By the time they get the summer, the clothing will be holy already, so airs will come through, it'll be okay for the summer. For yashchokim shalom, the ruined clothing belongs to her. Now, noisin law, more kessel with circles, we had the more before, you have to add on to her every week an extra more for extra spending money. Even though you gave her all the food she needs, all she needs, you gave her already, but you have to give her another more just to make sure she had little small expenses. You have to give her more kessel with circle. Now, v'yachelisimoy milel Shabbos lel Shabbos. But at Kol Poanim, you're supposed to eat together, at least on Friday night, you have to come together. Even if she gives you a shush all week to stay someplace else, Friday night, I call upon him, you have to eat together. Let's say he doesn't pay this extra more each week, but circle for her own sake, then she has a right to keep her paycheck. We had the Gemara before, this means the Moisa Maisa Yodea according to one man the Yoma. The money she makes more than she needs, she has a right to keep. Now, my Yoisa, what is she mechuyif to work for her husband? Mishka Chome Sloyim Shesi Biudit. She has to work in the wheel, in the wool, and Shesi is putting the strings in the loom upwards, and you have to make five, Mishka, the weight of five Sloyim in Yehuda, Shein Esta Sloyim Begolim. Gola weighs ten Sloyim. Or Mishka less the sloyim Erev Yudah, or else the Mishka, the weight of 10 sloyim of Erev going across the wool you put across the loom in Yudah. Shemeskrim sloyim begol. That's 20 sloyim in Golo. Vimhoisim and Nikola, she's nursing. Poichsim loyim Isi Yudah. She doesn't have to do so much work. Well, my Sifun Lam is in a sale, but you have to support her more. You have to give her more teeth. Now, the Medvar Mamurim, when is the Shemishna set upon the Yonish of Yisrael? Only if the husband is a very poor man. If he's such a poor man, he can't afford more. This is the least you have to give your wife. Avol b'mechubed, if the husband is a mechubed, means a rich, he has money, he can afford more. Hakol l'fik v'aydei. He's mechuyiv to support her the way he is. Like we had the Gemara before, she's oily moi. When you get married, your wife goes up with you. If you're rich and you could afford, you have to give your wife the same way you could afford also. She goes up with you. Then you can't get away with this kav chitim. You have to give her much more. Mor says, now, mani mastizuz amishne go like. L'churu lo reb yechlem amrukov lo reb shimin. Not like neither of them. Now, this year, how much food do you have to give her for a week? This now, we learn like this. When I make an erev tavshilin, an erev tchumim, Allah was the kamish yuroi. How much bread you have to leave there for an erev tachumim is mazan shtei sudis. You have to leave the suda mazan na food for two sudis. L'chol lech v'yechad. Any person that wants to use the erev tachumim, he has to leave out there in the fields chutz l'tchum the mazan shtei sudis, amount of food for two meals. Now mezoyne l'choil, it has to be the two meals in the weekday. V'lo l'shabbos, not a Shabbos meal. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds you eat more on Shabbos. She's going to kula only the amount of bread you eat in the middle of the weekday. Not as much chal as you eat on Shabbos. Yebuduay menel le Shabbos al lechol. And the Mar says, v'zeh mischavn lehokil. They're both going to kula. Yebuduay, the person doesn't eat that much on Shabbos. And Rashi says he fills himself up with madanim, with goodies. You have a lot of good things on Shabbos. At the Maisa, by the time you sit down to have Yisuda, you don't need that much. You have a kugel echvesh, you have a kiddush, you have a cholent. By the time you come to sit down, the main dish already, you don't need that much on Shabbos. Therefore, he says, eat less on Shabbos, the main dish, than do on the weekday. So he's being mekel. Shtei sudis means two meals of Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yechon Abruku Aymer, kikar, it means the bread, halakuach the punyin, you could buy it with the punyin, it's an amount of money. Me'ar besoin lesel, in a case where you buy four soin of wheat for a seller. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, shtei yodas la kikar. And now it's two-thirds of a loaf of bread. Now, how big is each loaf of bread? Misholosh kikar sakav. We have a kav of wheat, you divide it up and make three breads out of it. So two-thirds of that bread is called the enough food for two sudas. That's called mosen shtei sudas. Halacha is chet yilabei samnuga. Halacha is when you go into a house that has a mitzras there, so if you stay there a certain amount of time, even metama the degodim that you're carrying. How long do you have to stay there? The longer it takes you to eat half of this loaf of bread. V'chatzi chatzi lissel asagviya. Half of that shear is, if you eat that much amount of bread, it's metame your body midrabonim. Lifslos agvi means your body becomes tummy. V'chati chatechetche, half of that shear even is, lekabel tumas eichlin. That's like shear of a day already. That if you have food that big, and now a sheret touches it, the food becomes tummy. So these are the shurim, how much is mazon shtei sudis? How much bread, wheat you need to give you two meals? So mani, who does our Mishnah go like? You can only get 8 meals out of the amount of bread. You said shnei kavin you have to give, but just 2 kavin. From 2 kavin, you can only make 8 meals out of it. Not enough.
Because like Rashi made the cheshbon, according to Rabbi Yechanan, a chatzi kav makes 2 sudas. That's the half of a kav. So if you give 2 kavs, that means 4 times that. So it comes out with with 2 kavs, you only make 8 sudas. So 8 sudas is not enough. Throughout the week, you have to have 7 days. 7 days was 14. At least 14 meals you have to have. So 8 is not enough. The Reb Shimon, Elamai, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. For the Gemara, Timni, sorry, heaven. You have 18. Because according to Reb Shimon, the Kav gives you 9 Sudis. So if you have to give her 2 Kavim, she has 18 Sudis. That's too much. She doesn't need 18 Sudis. So does our Mishnah go like that? You have to give her 2 Kavim of Chitim in order to make the 14 meals. So Gemara says, Liyolim of Yochanan ben Bruka. I'll tell you really, our Mishnah goes according to Yochanan ben Bruka. I, Luchurud, only makes 8 meals. Who could Yomer of Chizlok of Chizda said, say my hand shlish lechenveni. That's what he says, from a chatzi kav you get 2 sudas. That means if you buy that amount of wheat, but the innkeeper, he makes profit on it. So 1/3 goes to the innkeeper. Therefore, hochinam here also, I see tilta shad yulayu. Add 1/3 to it. So the Gemara says, even if you add 1/3 to it, akati, tati, sorry heaven, even if you didn't want 1/3, in other words, a chatzi kav, not that it makes 2 meals, but it makes 3. So if you tell me a chatzi kav makes 3 meals, and out of 2 kavs you have 4 times 3 is only 12 meals. So the Gemara still shver, tati, sorry heaven, is only 12 meals, and she needs more than that. She needs 14. So Gemara says, oicheles imoy leil Shabbos. And the Mishnah says though, but on Friday night they have to eat together, so that meal we're not including. So for the first Gemara asks on that, honich leman diyom achila mamish. If you say that the husband has to eat with his wife, means he has to give her a meal also. So then it's good. This one meal Friday night, he gives her. Yeah, that's good. Elu leman diyom achila tashners, but according to the man diyom that says that the husband has to eat with his wife Friday night, it doesn't mean literally to eat. But achila means tashmish, she has to live with her. But the meal is what the shlish gives her. So ma'ik lemeima, again she's short, you're only giving her 12 meals, where's the meals for the whole week? V'yayid, even if you want to tell me, it means the husband feeds her that one suda Friday night, but I call upon him to raise her heaven. There's still 13 meals throughout the week she needs. She needs good 7 days, 4 is 14 meals, and 1 he gives her, so 13. To give her enough for 12 meals, the chur is still not enough. So Gemara says, Ela k'diyamer Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda said a second time, which chur the Gemara soon going to ask a stira, but here Rav Chizda says, Tzay mehen machtza lechenveni, that the chenveni, the innkeeper, doesn't only make 1/3 profit, but he makes 1/2 profit. So therefore, chatzi kav really makes 4 sudas. So Mela, 4 times 4, 16 sudas. So hochinam here also, asi apalge v'shad yulayu, add another 1/2 to it. So instead of saying according to Rav Yechanan that a chatzi kav makes 2 sudas, a chatzi kav makes 4 sudas. So if you have to give a 2 kavim, that's 16 sudas. So first the Gemara is the kasha to Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. Chort to Stephen, Rav Chizda. Before he said the chenveni only makes 1/3 profit, and here he says the storekeeper makes 1/2 profit. The Gemara says lakasha, ho ba'asra de yoy v'tzivi, ho ba'asra de lo yoy v'tzivi. The question is, who has to pay for the wood? One we're talking about where the innkeeper pays for the wood, he only makes 1/3 profit. One is where the buyer pays for the wood, and then he makes 1/2 profit. For the Gemara Yehoch, even if you want to say according to this Rav Chizda, that you add on 2 more, so it comes out chatzi kav is 4, and 2 kavim makes 16. For the Gemara Yehoch, if so, she's so heavy, it's like too much. What do you have to give her 16 meals for? You only should have to give her 14. So first, or else 15 maybe on Shabbos, maybe you have 3 meals on Shabbos. So where it says, Keman, Hatayah Mishnah goes like Kereb Chidka. The Yoma that he says, Abo Sudas Chayiv Odom Lechol B'Shabbos. A person has to eat 4 meals on Shabbos. Therefore, it's good why you have to give her 16 meals. Out of the 6 days, 2 is 12, and 4 for Shabbos, that's 16. Morris says, no, afilu teimer rabbonin, even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to the rabbonin, that you only have to eat 3 meals, I tell you, dal chad li archi aparchi. You have to give her 16 meals because there are visitors, she has guests, so you have to give her 1 extra meal for the guests. So Morris says, hash to the asl hochi, once you come onto this teretz, I tell you, afilu teimer Reb Shimon, even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says a kav makes 9 sudis, so 2 kav makes 18 sudis. I tell you, the rabbonin dal klas liyarchi aparchi. So really, all she needs is just 15 meals. What do you have to give her 18 for? Now she needs 15, 6. 6 days, 2 is 12. And on Shabbos, you have to have 3, that's 15. See, why do we give her 18? I tell you, we give her klas liyarchi aparchi. We give her 3 extra meals in case she has guests over. The Rabbi Chidka, according to Rabbi Chidka, that you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos. The two extra, we give her 18, so really all she needs is just 16. The extra two meals, that's to feed the guests that she has. The Mercer's by Dom Rabbi Yossi, Yossi says, Loi posik soirim. Yossi says, no, that the Mishnah says, if you give her a barley, you have to give her four times, twice as much as wheat, that's not true. So Mor says, Ela b'edem, only in Edom he said that. For the more Ela b'edem, who the yachta and serum, the only one to say in Edom, they eat barley. The kuli almol yachli, the whole of the world, they don't eat barley. So what do you mean in Edom? He came from Edom, there they have wheat, they have barley. So Mor says, Hokakom, this is what he meant to say. Loi posak serum keflayim b'chitim el Rabbi Shmuel. Who says that you have to give her twice as much barley as wheat? That's only Rabbi Shmuel, Shor Yisomach Ledom, he was near Edom. B'vnei shes orim adoimius royisein. Because barley in Edom is very bad, and there it's not so good. So therefore, if you want to feed her barley, you have to give her twice as much as chitim. So if you have to give her two kabim of chitim, if you want to give her certain barley, you have to give her four kabim. There's only Rabbi Shmuel that was near Edom. But other places of the world, I'll tell you, barley is just as good as wheat. And therefore, just like wheat, it's enough to cabin. Who are then? It's enough to cabin by Sirim also. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Samech Dalad on the base, the bottom Gemara. Okay, the last Gemara was there, said by two dots, the bottom two dots. V'noisein lo chatzi kav kitnis. When you have to support your wife, you have to give her, no matter how poor you are, at least a chatzi kav, half of a kav of kitnis of beans. Now the Gemara says, V'ilu yayin lo ketoni. The Mishnah does not talk about if a husband has to supply his wife with wine. The Gemara says, Messiah le Reb Loza. It's a proof to Reb Loza. The Yom Reb Loza, because Reb Loza says, Alocher is,